we seek isolation. We don't seek being known because it's hard and challenging, and there's always something in the background that keeps us from wanting to be known. But the strength and the power that comes through being known can be revolutionary, and we've even seen that in our group, and we hope to dig into some of those examples on the March 7th conference.
You're listening to Vintage Stories. I'm Jennifer Murphy.
And I'm Michael Murphy.
Today we sat down with Matt and Ryan, who are kind of the force behind the men's ministry at Vintage Downtown.
And they've got something special in store on March 7th for the men in the community here. And they're going to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about how the men's group has developed and grown over time and what their plans are for it going forward.
Yeah, and even for you ladies out there, keep listening. It's a really great just to hear about the things that are going on at Vintage and kind of how the men are really working together to walk with Christ together.
So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in.
My name is Matt Womble, 3-year Vintage member, born and raised in North Carolina, grew up Catholic, came back to God about he brought me back to him. I didn't take any credit. 2007, and men's ministry was kind of how I got back into a relationship with God, and that's one reason it's important to me.
So my name is Ryan, and I was an NC State student from 2006 to 2011. That's 5 years. And I came to Raleigh having like zero church background at all. Found Vintage. There was a couple friends who were just kind of church hopping, as some people do the first couple weeks of college. And it felt like home almost immediately. One of the things I really appreciated was them explaining to me why we did the things we did. My other experiences were just being uncomfortable, you know, that like I didn't know the thing that other people knew. So found Vintage, was there all through college. I had a brief stop at an Anglican church where I worked as an assistant to the youth pastor there. As soon as I sort of finished about a year and a half at that church, just really longed to be back at Vintage. And so my wife and I came back and have been at Vintage ever since and have been baptized here and we're members. You know, one of the things that always sort of felt like it was a little bit missing was having some like really authentic relationships with peers and even somebody a few years down the road from me.
Are you saying that Matt graduated college before 2011?
I'm saying we don't know his exact age, but he's a few years older. Can you confirm that? You're at least a few years older?
So here's what happens. You never think you're older than 25. And then you hang out with people that start referencing old people and they kind of awkwardly glance at you and you realize that you're the old guy. And so, yeah, I graduated slightly before 2011. And just leave it there.
The year is unknown.
Yeah. So I remember being at Vintage when the men's group was announced or re-announced, at least at the downtown location, and was really going to push or start that ministry. And you touched on a little bit, Ryan, but like maybe a little bit more on like what drove that and then I guess what's transpired through that time.
Looking back on it, I think Matt and I were on similar paths actually and were in contact with similar people in the church. Maybe not knowing quite what we were seeking. I don't think the end goal at the time was like, oh, we're going to reboot men's ministry here at Vintage. I think someone maybe sent an email and was like, you and Matt should get together. And I think it was like pretty instantaneous that we both realized we're kind of chasing the same thing, community with men that's really authentic. I remember being on the phone one time with Matt and I called and I was like, hey man, I gotta kind of tell you something. And just even that fear creeping up again of like, he might like run away. Like, you know what I mean? Like if I kind of show all of who I am, you know, is our friendship going to stay sort of the same? And I think out of that, we were just like, okay, what day can we get guys together to do this and create a space, you know, for this? And so that's kind of my perspective.
I think you hit the core of it, but I want to rewind just a bit to talk about the role of the church in starting things. And I think I just really want to appreciate the leadership of Vintage for giving us the space to do something that we saw as a need. I hear a lot of people who complain about, well, we don't do this or we need that. And all I would say is, look, Vintage is a body. And as it's outlined in the Bible, is that we are made up of all different people with all different strengths. And the role of the leadership here and the role that they take is, great, come to us, tell us what you want to do. We're going to help you out, but we're not going to do it for you. right? And that's the difference between a body and a hierarchy of, you know, control. And the body is really, at least in this area, really come to life around what Ryan's talking about authentic relationships with guys. When the way I would look at it is I came to Tyler Jones, Ryan came to Tyler Jones with similar ideas, not very well fleshed out. And all Tyler did was say, all right, you guys go talk to each other. Mm-hmm. But whatever you want to do, make it happen. We'll support you and we'll get behind you in different ways. And they have. Mm-hmm. But that space became identifying, fleshing out probably the need further, and then going for it, making it happen. And through that, individually, Ryan and I together, but also collectively, we just were very purposeful about creating a space where guys can be known in a safe place that is for the purpose of walking with Christ, period, right? It's not a place to be fixed. It's not a place to go and hang out and watch a football game, even though that might come out of it. But the purpose of the meeting was to be known and to bring things into the light that take us away from our walk with Christ. And the power of that is all God, all Christ, around dispelling the fear, shame, and guilt that comes with life, comes with our bad decisions, or even comes with just things that have happened to us. So by being known, you're dispelling things that the thief uses to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So that's it. That's there's no magic. There is just basic biblical truth about walking in the light with other people in authentic relationships.
I like what you said about you guys both just kind of felt that there was sort of this missing piece and you took it upon yourselves to say, well, I'm not just going to say there's this thing missing. I'm going to be a part of, well, then other people probably feel that too and wanting to kind of fill that void. And I think it really speaks to also a sermon that Tyler gave a few weeks ago that was kind of like, if like, look for that thing. Like, what's your passion? Mm. Are you seeing something lacking? Look for a way to fill it. It's not just up to Tyler to run every single service and ministry that happens here. It's all of us. We're all a part of it.
So well said.
So for me, I've actually been a part of the men's ministry in downtown location since you guys helped get it kicked off. And I've seen it transform into what where we started. There was, I think we didn't know what the right format was going to be. Should we study mm-hmm. Bible together? Should there be, it transforms. And one of the things that I kind of want to underline is like, you didn't need to know what the right, like God was going to do the work with it. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting it started and getting people together. I think it was powerful.
I think you're exactly right. We didn't really know. We kind of had an idea. I think we said, here are some core threats to men. And what we're going to try to do is just put those on the table early and often and see how guys respond to that. It definitely did not happen with, you know, a sort of a silo of, you know, between Matt and I. There's, mm-hmm. you know, Steve, who has been yeah. so instrumental. Honestly, it's an inherent need that we have, that all men have, to come and share that space. And so I almost think the unknowing might have disarmed some guys to come in and say, okay, nobody is trying to say we've cornered the market on how men are mm-hmm. like, yeah. you know, meant to live. Matt always uses this term base camp to say, we wanted this to be a place where if nothing else, guys can just be truthful here. And somebody needs to know I'm a liar, like that I lie about things, and somebody needs to press on those and know. Just to say we don't have the formula, I almost wonder if maybe people gravitate towards that, because I think I would get skeptical if it was like, okay, here's all of the things you need to do to sort of accomplish, you know, a good walk with Christ. So we didn't quite know what we were doing in the beginning. And I do think that we've found something that I think works for the men that are coming, and there's nothing special about it. We just have an open time to sort of share. And then we've worked in ways that guys feel really gifted and passionate about things to bring those to the larger group. Man, there's probably a million ways to do this. This is kind of found, and this has sort of worked for us.
For me, the powerful thing was realizing I wasn't alone in some of the feelings and like things I was going through. I went through a period in my life, like right after college, really tough. I moved for work a lot. And so I didn't have any real strong, stable relationships. And I was lonely, very lonely. I would never have said those words that I felt like that. It wasn't until I got into a men's group and someone said that. And I was like, I just sat there for a second. I was like, wow, I would never have said that in front of all these guys. And then the other thing I was like, but it's not just me. Like, it's not just me that has felt that way in the past. And so not having to put up that facade that you're super, super strong, and then there's support in the group, it's been a powerful experience that I've been real fortunate to be a part of, which I know that kind of leads into the March 7th thing that you guys are putting on, is that you want to try to reach more and kind of, well, just tell us what you have planned for March 7th.
So it's a half day session on Saturday, March 7th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Breakfast is included. Two speakers, a panel discussion, which will be more guys who are already doing this work, sharing their successes and struggles in that in a real kind of way. Ryan's going to moderate that. The purpose is really just this same conversation, which is men who are following Christ, regardless of whether you're a new believer, or somebody who's born and raised in the church, or somebody who's struggling, or somebody, quite frankly, who doesn't understand how all this works, meaning our relationship to God, how he loves us, any version of that. This is an opportunity to say, you're not alone. This type of relationship is a fundamental need that we all have, and I don't think we're trained to have it. So this is an introductory kind of conversation about the importance of that, and then going through not only why it's important, but then talking about what happens when you do it, which is the panel, and then really talking about, okay, what's next? So how do you plug in to members of your own community group? It could be as simple as that in a different way. Or how do you plug into the bigger men's ministry at Vintage downtown with some very specific steps, like getting into a small group around, we're doing starting a video series soon after the conference. Just easy way to get to know each other, start talking about some basic biblical concepts, but continuing to build relationships, which is the foundation for all of it.
Anybody is welcome to come. I think it's, you know, something to, we've talked a lot about guys who are in, you know, a community group at this point. And if there's a community group leaders that are listening, this would be a great way to encourage some guys to come that you're already regularly meeting with and share a table. Because our hope, I think, is in between the lectures, we'll have some breakout conversations and things just to sort of think through. And going back to your point about not feeling alone in your loneliness, there seems to be like a floodgate response when somebody is brave enough to put something on the table and say, this is a real struggle that I've got going on. I've just seen that effect. It feels like the floodgates are open and in comes mercy, in comes togetherness. I hope that the conference has that same impact, that guys in the room feeling things that they may not have let light be shown on, and to experience freedom, maybe for the first time in a long time on Saturday. So we're super excited to see how the Lord is going to use it. I hope that that's going to be a way that he will.
We keep saying men, any type of man, any age, who's this built for?
So I would definitely say 18 and older, right? This can be heavy lifting territory, meaning you need to know yourself and value what Christ offers, which is John 10:10, which is the second half of that is life and life to the full. When we're trapped by these things, these fears, these anxieties, these things that we're alone with, that's not life. Any man needs it. What we're seeking is a place where this conversation can continue that we're having right now in a bigger context with real examples where guys can start to understand the need for it in their life and start to build the relationships to be able to put that together for themselves, and for us to be able to facilitate environments where that can happen naturally. So it's not a scary thing. It's not, you know, you're not going to be brought up on stage and asked to give your testimony or anything like that. But this is just learning to build relationships. So college to retired, it doesn't matter. Every guy needs this in their life. All of us are vulnerable to the exact same myriad of things. So come and start that process in a very safe, Christ-centered place.
The format sounds somewhat similar to the women's conferences that have been held downtown. And so I'm kind of thinking to all the women out there who might be listening, you know, encourage the guys in your life, whether it's the guys in your community group, Please. Like you were saying, or, you know, your spouse, your significant other, your friend, encourage them to go. Previously, sometimes the guys would be getting together when the women were having their conference. So maybe use this time to be like, hey, I'm getting together with the girls. So you better go find something to do. Go to the men's conference.
There
I think definitely like encourage the people in your life to attend.
I appreciate you mentioning that, Jen. I'm going to add a little bit of spice to that for the sake of the women listeners to say, in our group, in the short time that we've been meeting, we've seen marriages being rebuilt Mm-hmm. We've seen relationships within families being restored. We've seen men who are struggling with real issues be surrounded and supported and overcoming these issues together. Mm-hmm. So this is not just a high five gathering and beating our chest moment. This is this is an opportunity for restorative relationships built on strong, supported, loved men. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we hope to achieve through opening the door, welcoming men, walking with them through this process. And it's not a scary process. It's a beautiful, awesome, exciting thing to be a part of. So again, the encouragement for women is just to seek those men who need to know that they're loved by God and need to be in relationships with other men. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because God does the rest.
Where do people go to sign up?
So on the website, hit the drop-down bar for events, downtown campus. I think it would take you right to the Eventbrite page. There we'll have sort of the explanation summary of the event, all of the details you need, and then the link to register. Tons of space. I think what I've been told is if we've reserved one room, we've reserved the entire church. So there will be no shortage of seats. So.
That's right. And we're shooting for 100 guys. We've got 400 congregants, men, in our church, roughly. So we should have no problem filling it up. Every guy in our congregant needs to show up, downtown, north, Durham, west. Everybody's invited. If you guys know that people that are not in the church, invite them, bring them. This is content for anybody. And if we go to 400, then we'll be everywhere. We'll take over the whole church, like Ryan said.
So if you're a man at Vintage and you're listening to this message, you should get there.
And if you're a woman at Vintage and you know a man at Vintage or not, if you know a man, get him there.
Get him there. I love it. We'll try to pack the house.
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity to talk about this. It's obviously something Brian and I are passionate about. Michael, you've been a big part of that. And Jen, for supporting him getting out of the house and doing something else. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thanks for having us.